Utah Public Radio presents StoryCorps, an oral history project in conjunction with the National Library of Congress, recorded in May of 2013 in St. George. At StoryCorps, 23-year-old Wesley Peterson interviewed his mom, 58-year-old Diane Peterson, about growing up in Southern California during the Civil Rights Movement and how that affected her decision to adopt him.
First question I have for you, Mom, is what was it like growing up in Southern California during the 60s and the 70s? Like, I know there was a lot of civil rights things happening. How did that affect you?
I was 11 when the Watts riots occurred. So I was really young, not really very aware. I vaguely remember my parents being real concerned listening to the news. And there was a lot of turmoil, a lot of fighting. And yet I was living in the middle class, and so I didn't feel a lot of those feelings. About 5 or 6 years later, I went to Woodrow Wilson High School in Long Beach. The Long Beach Unified School District was one of the first to adopt voluntary desegregation. So in my last year of high school, there were volunteers my age who from the west side of town who were bused to our high school. I felt fine about it. My father at the time said to me one day as I was walking out the door to school, if you ever bring a black home, I will kick you out of the house. And so at that time, of course, he was prejudiced, but I think also what I noticed as I was growing up was he was very much afraid of his children being in the wrong place at the wrong time, getting involved in this racial turmoil.
Did you feel safe living in Long Beach during this time?
You know, as I got older, I felt less safe than I did, you know, when I was younger. Actually, my last year of high school, I was in the house with my brother about four doors down from the little local market. The man that owned the market was Earl, and actually I knew him since I was in kindergarten. He was like part of our family. I'd go down and get an Orange Crush all the time and rot my teeth out, you know. But anyway, my brother heard a gunshot, and he told me to stay in the house, and he ran out of the house, and there with a gunshot wound in front of the little market was Earl, and he had been robbed. My brother had run back home and called 911. But he ended up dying. I realized then things were changing. California was a great place to grow up. And so it was hard to leave. But also California was in the middle of lots of controversies. There were a lot of people. As happy as I was living in California, I also was stressed out. And so as I thought about, you know, finishing up my college, I decided to take off and go to Utah.
Growing up through all of this, did it have any effect on you and your decision when you adopted me as an infant as to like why you adopted a Hispanic child versus adopting a Caucasian child? Have you ever thought about that?
Oh, there was a lot of thought. I think that there was probably more thought than I really realize. I knew from the beginning that you would be Hispanic. Your birth father was Colombian, birth mother Caucasian. Never even thought for a minute that made a difference. But I remember when you were young and I'd go to school to like PTA meetings and people had seen us together before and they would maybe ask about you or ask if I'd been married before. And I got to a place where I would make light of it when someone would look at you and then look at me or look at your dad and I could tell what they were thinking. I would say, doesn't he look like me? Don't we look alike? And then you would smile and laugh and we would go home. And they'd go, oh yeah, kinda. They didn't know what to say. I was a very lucky person to grow up in the 60s and 70s in Southern California. The opportunity I had to develop a belief system that God loves us all and that he sees us all as equal. But I like to think that I made some choices to possibly encourage a more peaceful existence.
You've always taught me to be like that. Always taught me to be a peacemaker and to not cause problems.
Well, thank you, Wes. And I love you, Wes. I don't even think about what color you are.
These interviews were recorded at StoryCorps, a national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday people. Excerpts were selected and produced by Utah Public Radio. Support for StoryCorps on Utah Public Radio comes from Dixie Regional Medical Center, located on two campuses in St. George, serving northwestern Arizona, southeastern Nevada, and southern Utah. Information at dixieregional.org.